Those of us who are on the board of Coffee Strong discussed the need to go up and try to pay it forward. So many people helped us after the fire. And now that we've been through this experience very recently, we may have some tips to share. We know that there need to be people in Chico themselves who do this kind of organizing. And if we can give them some of our own experiences, it may be helpful.
When are you leaving and how long will you be staying up there for?
Our group is planning to drive up on the 11th and potentially staying until the next day, so spending a couple days up there. The founder of Coffee Strong, Jeff Okrepke, is not only part of our neighborhood organizing, but he is a civic leader in an organization called the Active 2030 Club. And so he, through that, reached out to the Active 2030 Club in Chico. So they are our boots on the ground there. They are organizing some meetings to meet with local officials and then later have a public forum where we can share some of our experience, not only on a, like on a panel on a stage, but to just have several of us sitting at a table and people can come up and just talk, or we can talk to them and they can share what they know and we can just tell them what we've experienced in case any of that can be helpful. Our big day with our forum will be on Tuesday evening at St. John's Episcopal. I know we've already delivered a bunch of gift cards to them. I did over the Thanksgiving weekend, and we're about to bring some more up there that people in Santa Rosa just want to make sure are distributed to fire victims so that they can piece their life back together.
And why did you feel like it was important for you personally to be there?
It's because I was a recipient of so much help. It's really one of the things you learn through this experience is having being able to accept help and not feel like obligated all the time to repay it equally. The help was absolutely necessary to get us to this point, whether it's help just with encouragement or access to the people who we needed to talk to or help with financial means. Nobody can get through this by themselves. They're our neighbors. They're our neighbors to the north. They're fellow Californians. And we want them to recover, and we want them to recover as safely as possible. And we hope this never happens again, of course. But sadly, we realize it could happen again. It's happened so many times now that we need to come up with a playbook of how we deal with this. How do you recover from a tragedy like this? We're still figuring it out ourselves.
What would be the most important information that you would want to impart with them?
I would say just do your research and go slowly when you're making these big decisions. That means finding out that there are options available. You don't have to do one thing. It may present itself and seem like you're getting your situation taken care of by taking swift action. But you need to weigh all the decisions with evidence in front of you.